Mark, do you want to bring us into the island?
Is it that time?
It is that time.
What time is it?
It's time for the Badger Parade!
Well, that's something you could say.
Go, full, mole.
I thought you were going for more like, why do you have a massive clock hanging off your thing? Like, what time is it?
Flavor. That's appropriate.
Not much more. A much Flavor Wave. Now I'd be done with that. I do love chicken.
Yeah, I love chicken.
Yeah, greatest advert ever.
God damn it!
It's on YouTube. It's on YouTube. That's all I'm saying. Look up, listeners. Flavor Wave, Mr. T.
When you hate your friends. Anyway, do you want to bring us in?
Okay. Yep.
Marjorie Stewart Baxter. Hubert Cumberdale, Jeremy Fisher, Rusty Spoons.
Oh, no. I like touching Rusty Spoons.
That actually gave me chills. Imagine if Salfingers was like the actual Santa. Came down and just touched things in the house.
I like it when the red water comes.
So fucked up.
Oh, Fife fans, if you don't know what we're talking about, go look up Salad Fingers on YouTube.
Watch all of it.
Yeah. It's brilliant. It's old internet, but brilliant.
This
but
podcast should come
terrifying.
With like a meme reading list. Yeah. Prepare yourself with these memes.
Yeah, check that out. So, seeing as we're in stupid mode, Mark, will you bring us into this?
Ladies and gentlemen, it's that time once again when we visit BBC Radio 4. It's time for Desert Island of Dex.
That's right about Andrew. I went a bit Andrew.
You went,
a
bit real radio rather than Radio 4.
Andrew Neil? No. Well, what are we doing today in the Daily Politics? Diane Abbott?
He uses a phrase, set the heather alight, far too much for my life.
Set the heather alight? Laura Kinsberg.
And he also calls the Glasgow Underground the Clockwork Orange at every opportunity, which is what cunts call it as well. So.
The midget underground, as everybody knows.
Absolutely. You just don't know whether you're going to climb on top of it when it first comes along. What, do I ride it like a pony? I don't know. What, are you getting inside it?
The orange colour is very much like a toy as well.
Yeah. Like,
it doesn't help.
Yeah. Yeah. Although you can't miss it. So that's always a good thing. Yeah, we're on the desert island, and this desert island is just like last year's Christmas desert island, where it is the North Pole. It's a continent.
Tundra. The North Pole isn't a continent.
Well, that's true.
First year university geography is coming in.
I mean,
all he could do is colour in.
What's the capital of the North Pole?
Lapland, which has no snow.
The letter N.
So funny, me.
Oh my God,
I'll
James!
I'll just see myself.
James, that was potentially, and I don't say this lightly, the worst joke in Five Club history.
Delete your account.
Do it.
Just hand in the Five Club badge.
I'll get my winter coat. Merry Christmas, Fife fans.
Yeah, Merry Christmas, because you'll be hearing this on Christmas Day. If you're sad and want to listen to us on Christmas Day.
Or if you're wearing a Christmas jumper with garish Christmas lights on the outside.
You're a cunt.
Yeah. I was going to soften it up. Don't worry.
All right, what were you going to say?
Don't worry.
I can't really remember.
All right, okay, fair enough, good.
Don't worry, guys, if you're not alone, I'll be wearing one too.
Nah.
Probably not. I'll have to drink.
Do you want to be a positive person like James?
Yeah.
Why don't you be a grouch, a horrible, horrible person like the rest of us?
Yeah. That's
James just, because James hasn't touched,
because
like, hasn't reached 30.
Yeah.
James hasn't reached 30, so he hasn't touched the void. Fortunately, Jamie and I have touched the void and it touched us back. Which gives us super void powers.
It stuffed me like a Christmas turkey.
I'm still in that range where I still have my childhood sense of wonder.
Yeah. James, Santa's not real.
And in a few months, I've got some bad news about the Easter Bunny.
Yeah. Shot him. I dressed up as Elmer Fudd and I handed him to him.
Wabbits.
Here's on. Do you remember that meal Penman cooked us a few weeks ago?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was Santa's reindeer.
Yeah.
Oh, God, no.
Oh, with a side order of Easter rabbit.
Wassily wabbits.
I wonder if anyone's had reindeer for dinner. Like an actual meal.
In Nordic countries, almost.
On Christmas,
almost
certainly.
Oh, yeah. Is almost it bad certainly. That I wouldn't mind trying it?
Yeah, reindeer's delicious.
It's venison, basically.
Yeah. I've not tried, as far as I know, reindeer. I've had venison plenty of times.
I've had... love venison. I don't know if I've had like reindeer steak or anything like that, or like... a haunch or that, but I've definitely had like dried reindeer, like jerky reindeer, like salami and stuff like that.
Ooh,
as well.
So nice.
Yeah, yeah, it's good. Yeah,
is it basically just venison?
It is venison. Mm. Yeah, that's what they are.
Yeah,
they're deer, big fuck off deer.
Huge.
We're here in the North Pole.
I mean, there's wrong turn-ins on a boating trip, but then this is just taking the piss, catch.
Well, I think last year we got here by Titanic, or Oceanic, whichever one it was. So how did we get here this year?
I on wish Santa's you'd asked us that sleigh. Before. Yeah, we got here in Santa's sleigh, but then we got peckish, so decided to slaughter the reindeer mid-flight. And then we fell back down to the North Pole.
Have you seen that one? There's the photo of a shopping centre somewhere in the world where they were hanging up their Christmas scene, and it was like the sleigh, all the reindeer.
Oh, yes.
But it's the sleigh and all the reindeer have dropped apart from Rudolph. It's just like, Rudolph got his revenge.
By the way, have you guys seen the Iron Brew advert, the new one? That, yes. Like, it's like the follow-up.
The updated,
from, yeah. Yeah, it's like... The boy and the snowman team up to chase down Santa Claus over a can of Iron Brew.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it's not that good anymore, guys.
Wait a minute. James, just because you can't tell the difference between any of the Iron Brews.
I need to save face somehow.
Oh, so you're getting you're in with that crowd, sword. Are you? Did you vote for Brexit? Because that's the kind of person here.
We're throwing some mighty accusations here.
I love how that's a mighty accusation, not the stuff from the last episode, which we just recorded, listeners. Which is you I've ruined the magic of Christmas. Of you hagging around the school gates.
Yeah.
Torturing epileptic kids.
But Brexit's the way I draw the line. Brexit's where I draw the line.
Did anybody see the thing of Mr. Sorry, this is completely off topic, right? Uh-huh.
But standing in your underpants, shining bright lights into the child's eyes. In your locked basement.
I thought, how could you torture children? Mr. Blobby. Right? Did anybody see Mr. Blobby on Loose Women?
No.
No, I saw a glimpse of this and thought, what the fuck?
Now, I didn't actually watch a video, but I read the article, and I think it looked real, like he was there for some charity thing. Like, I might be wrong, this might be fake news. I only read it very quickly while I was on a bus.
Did he not supposedly say something as well? Because I didn't think he said anything.
Did he say anything? He didn't go, wow. Oh, that's Don Dog. You can't do it without a mic effect.
What was the...
You're a connoisseur. You're a connoisseur.
It's just blobby, blobby, blobby.
Yeah, but it's like, it's got like a flanger effect on it to make it sound weird.
No, I don't have that on this.
Oh, I thought you were going to say you weren't recording again, Kutch.
Oh, no. I was checking to see if I had any kind of flanger effect.
I mean, Penman is our connoisseur of Mr. Blobby memes.
Yeah. Very much. I do love a Mr. Blobby. Only because my friend looks like him.
Mate, that's harsh. James does not look like Mr. I was going to say me, but change to James because we've been riding James hard for some reason tonight.
Because you don't like happiness, you bunch of cunts.
James.
It's not that we don't like happiness. Happiness doesn't like us.
Happiness, yeah, that's good though. Happiness does not like us. Yeah.
I mean, not to lower the tone, but of all...
He does look like Mr. Bloppy.
Kevin's meat does look like... I take back what I said, James.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, not to like lower the tone on Mr. Blobby or anything, but of, you know, when Yew Tree happened, I'm amazed that Mr. Blobby was not...
It's Christmas Eve. Yew trees are Christmas Eve.
Yeah. It's, okay. It's a Yule tree.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was amazed that Mr. Blobby was never put on that list for Yew Tree. I mean, surely.
Yeah.
It caused enough problems as it is. There's something
surely,
fucking
surely
wrong with
it's
that
like
guy.
Mr. Noel Edmonds. He's like anarchic second personality. Isn't that when he wants to act out?
Imagine Mr. Blobby was revealed to be controlled all this time by Jimmy Savile.
Oh, God.
Would it surprise you?
No.
No.
At all.
No, it wouldn't.
Because paedophiles have special powers that mean that they can control things from beyond the grave.
Or through keyboards. Or.
Dressing up as a school.
For like anti
very
brass. Like,
yeah, we've got very brass.
For like anti necromancers. Oh, that is like. Right. Uh-huh. That is like the X Files.
Heap is
right.
The romance and necromancer.
Spoiler alert for the X Files film, right?
Oh, Billy God, Conkle, yeah. Right? Oh.
But I remember watching this and saying to the person I was watching, was it
me?
Yeah, it was you. I was like, right, we've got this paedophile priest who gets visions, random visions, he doesn't know where he's from. I was like, if he gets visions from the kids he's raped, I cannot deal with it. And that is what happens. That is what that it turns
is,
out.
That is the...
They thought that's a good basis for a film.
Jesus Christ. This guy,
that's really horrific.
Yeah, it's horrific. Awful. Like, we say horrific stuff on this podcast, yeah. But they made that film and released it in the cinema as a mainstream film.
Yeah, that's awful. Oh my God.
And it was Billy Connolly as well.
Wait, but Billy Connolly was the bad guy?
Yeah. He's a paedophile priest.
Yeah.
No. Who gets psychic visions from kids he's raped. Yeah. It's horrific.
It is... Oh God.
Yeah,
Billy Connolly. No,
those are. You know what? I was kind of enjoying not having that in my memory bank, but thanks for bringing it back. Okay.
I would have done a Billy Connolly impression, but I've suddenly realised it's probably very similar to my Andrew Neil.
Do it.
No, I can't. Come on, you can't do an impression under pressure, can you? That's the problem.
Jewel James, beats. Do you get visions from the kids?
No, I'm not going to finish it.
We're in the North Pole.
Yeah, we're in the North Pole.
Someone's going to knock on my door next week. Fucking hell.
Heard you're a wrong'un.
Oh, Santa. Yeah.
What's this about Christmas jumpers?
You know what other things I don't like as well? It's people in sexy Santa costumes.
Especially men.
Yeah, exactly. let's face it, like, I've been fat, and that didn't help me get a ride.
No.
You know what I'm saying? Santa's not just getting all the fucking action.
No.
Unless he's getting elf action, right. Which is probably weird.
So what I do love is that old men with grey beards, who at this time of year get approached by kids all the time. You see it in shop attacks. It's like, oh my God, it's Santa. And there was a guy today. Usually the kid, you know, they just go okay to the kids. Mm-hmm. There was a guy today in Tesco, mm-hmm. who had a hat on, mm-hmm. with Santa saying ho ho ho, and he had like big grey beard, white hair. Bit podgy. I was like, oh, own it.
Yeah. Own it, yeah.
Just own it. Just complete it. That's fine.
But he's just wanting a second job. Surely. Yeah. In these straightened times with wages being depressed. Yeah. You know,
I was kids making Christmas jumpers.
Yeah.
Did you see the story about the kid? I can't remember if it was somewhere up here or down south, but there was a one day, like it was years ago now, a few years ago, walking along the street, they passed a guy, Muslim, some Asian heritage, we can't remember what it was, but walking down the street, white hair, big white beard, and he was like, oh my God, it's Santa. And the guy played along, and to this day, every year comes and visits and gives him gifts and stuff, and just has kept the thing going. And
what are you doing? Genuinely heartwarming tale. On this podcast.
It was a properly nice little tale, and liked it.
Don't you?
There's somebody out there.
On all least, days, Christmas Day.
I know.
What are you doing?
A heartwarming story. It was like an accountant or something like that. And it just a Joe Bloggs.
The only heartwarming story I want on Christmas Day is a heart attack. Right?
I'll tell you what, don't you worry, Pem, because I've got a lovely heartwarming story about Santa Claus, I can tell you all.
Okay.
What corrupted James. Yeah.
This is what broke my soul. It's like,
they say they're always like to act out like they're abusers. That's why James climbs down chimneys. But, do you use crampons? I always wondered, actually. Do you use crampons and ice and like an axe? Because actually getting in and out of a chimney is not going to be easy. Or do you use the 2 feet on either side, so shuffle,
and
yourself,
shuffle yourself down?
All the fires in Oakley are lit 24/7 this time of year. Sorry, James.
I hate you guys.
That's also, it's also why you've got absolutely no hair on your balls. Smooth like a Ken doll down there, just from the amount of naked flames that you have to encounter while doing the shuffle technique up and down. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Constant smell of burning hair.
They look red like a couple of holly bears.
Oh, James.
Sorry, James. I don't know why we're going in so tight. So harsh.
We're just going to break your Christmas spirit.
It's our Christmas spirit to ruin your Christmas spirit. Yeah.
This is what the Christmas special really is all about. Most like Christmas films is all about like sharing the spirit of Christmas. This one is destroying the spirit of Christmas within one person. It takes 2 hours.
Yeah.
Split across two episodes and an island in fucking North Pole.
You'll still have your tag on you no matter where you go.
You not only take my Christmas spirit, you're also taking away any reputation as a normal human being.
Fair. Anyway, crack
one day, right, one day I was at the bus station. There's this guy, looks a lot like Santa Claus. He's a bit tipsy. He has his bottle in his hand. And a kid just goes, "Oh my God, Mum, that's Santa." And I swear to God, he just went, "Who the fuck are you?" And he just lobs this glass bottle right over with the kid in the moment. It's just full bomb. Like, "Oh, Santa, you fucking prick." And just lobs this thing. You're just sitting there going, "I hope he's not getting on my bus."
Well,
and he did. And it's very awkward. He's just sitting going, "I hope he's not going to look at me. I'm not going to look at him."
Don't say
Santa.
The weird thing is,
like, I would look at him and, like, I don't want to look at him because he's going to think I'm looking at him because he looks like Santa. But I'm actually looking at him because he tried to murder a 5-year-old kid with a bottle of whiskey.
James, the naughty list is a very serious thing. That kid deserved everything that happened to him. Everything. Everything.
Oh. I'm just wondering, was it my dad?
Is your dad looking a bit like Santa these days?
Nah. I like a big beard. I'm a bit podgy. I've already got some white beard hairs. That's going to be me in the future. Actually, I'll carry around a scroll. The kids, I'll just go, "Shh, what was your name again?"
Check your naughty list.
Yeah, check
and then the kids will be like, "What's he doing? Why has he not got an iPad? Why doesn't he have some kind of, like, oh, what was that film?" I've completely gone off track.
Oh, no.
Oh,
just like this entire episode. It's fine. It's fine.
What was that?
I'd also offer him some venison to chew on this.
I ate bear once. I feel morally compromised by that.
You ate bear?
Yeah.
Oh.
In Romania. They knew, the people I was with knew I wouldn't eat bear and I would have a moral problem with it.
And made you eat bear. So bears don't like eating bears.
Yeah.
Nah.
We definitely weren't just visited by the
ghost of technical errors.
Yes, thank you, because I didn't come up with a reference in time for my sense. So that's good.
Yeah, no.
Clanking its chains all over our recording buttons.
Ghost of technical errors has not visited us, and we're not just, like, jumping straight back in about bears.
We're Marley and Marley.
Oh,
that's
man.
One of the best bits about Christmas, actually. Muppet Christmas Carol,
yeah.
See, I was never a big fan of it as a kid, but then I only saw it once, didn't like it. Saw it recently, I was like, do you know what? This is actually gold.
Oh, no, it is really good.
Yeah,
it is.
I was wrong.
Yeah,
By far one of the best interpretations of Christmas Carol.
Yeah.
It's actually that good, like really, really good. That and Scrooged. I will always say Scrooged is excellent.
Yeah,
pretty good
Scrooged,
one as well.
Which one's that?
Bill Murray.
We literally had this conversation last year too.
Yeah, you know what my memory's like.
Deja vu.
My memory is horrific.
Yeah, no, that's a really good film.
Did we have that thing where, like, people are, like, the folk of a different generation that think Elf is the best Christmas film?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, my sister
James.
No, not on that tree.
Okay, thank God. Because you've had some wrong opinions so far. I don't like to say, like, there are different opinions and there are wrong opinions. You know, you've had some wrong ones.
I'm still here, guys.
I don't mind Elf at all. Like, yeah. I think it's quite good.
It's
all right.
One that people keep telling me to see that I've never seen is Bad Santa as well.
That is good. I watched the first time. I've heard that's good. Ago.
Yeah, I saw it a long time ago.
Apparently, the sequel was meant to be shite.
Ever see it. So
I've only just seen the first one.
There was a sequel, and it was sort of why. Why is there a sequel?
I really love is Nightmare Before Christmas.
Excellent. That is a good film.
It's really good. Because it's both a Halloween and a Christmas movie. Film.
Yeah. Yep. It works really well for that.
So a Halloismas.
Maybe.
Don't know.
No. Wait, what?
Have we just
killed Halloween? It's a town called Halloween.
There is an online webcomic that does a thing between Halloween and Christmas, and it's... I can't remember what they call it. Is this like Halloween Miss or something like that? I can't remember what it is. Anyway.
Halloismas is better.
Halloismas.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Get that painted right now.
Yeah. We don't want another Desert Island Dick situation where it gets taken from us.
From my
better.
Clammy Thieving dead hands.
Bastard.
It's your idea as well.
That's just like I just sort of crowdsource all of this stuff. Like all of this gold that comes out of my head. Every year, you want to say something weird about a patron saint? Have it.
Stay tuned, Five Club listeners, because next year we'll have the Halloismas special.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
So, North Pole.
I was right.
Possibly.
Start again.
Yeah, all right.
So, North Pole. We're at the North Pole. what are we bringing to the North Pole? Something,
I don't know.
Something to survive. Yeah.
Someone got a Dura flask full of tea.
Love this Dura flask. It's good. Yeah, let's keep it going.
I'm bringing a broken heart from all the stuff I've been taking this week.
Well, last Christmas I gave you heart, and then you gave it away the very next day. Yeah.
Who plays Whamageddon now?
What do you mean? Like, I don't get how an emotional thing. I'm like, oh, it's a song.
It's not even an emotional thing. It's just quite a fun game to play.
Right. What's the idea? Is that you try and not listen to Last Christmas for as long as possible?
You try to get through as much of December as you can without hearing Last Christmas.
Oh, it can't be done.
Yeah. There's people that do it. Covers don't count. It's got to be original.
It's gotta be Wham.
Last Christmas. I managed to get to the 12th before hearing it.
I just tune out Christmas music. Because until I want to listen to it, I don't want to hear it.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just not, I'm not somebody that's like, oh, yes, it's December. Yeah, let's just listen to Christmas songs.
As we've had that rant. But yeah, no, I think I quite enjoy that one just because it is let's see how long I can go. But yeah, got hit on the 12th. So, anybody want to bring something to the island? Anybody got a thing they're going to bring?
Well, I was going to bring something to try and... I'm a bit worried about overpopulation in North Pole. It's a serious issue, right?
Okay.
There's a lot of people up here doing weird shit.
Okay.
You know.
Lots of scientists.
A lot of Inuits.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not going to, you know, all I'm going to say is, like the theme of last week, more kids need to die, right? Let's be real here. So, it's the Christmas spirit. So I'm going to bring the Krampus.
Oh, for fucking hell.
Okay.
The Krampus.
Yeah. Krampus. Oh, yeah, the Krampus. So the Krampus, for people who don't know, is a Christmas... This is such a better Christmas story. Is a Christmas demon who sort of goat-like, you know, sort of looks like the devil, basically, with horns, and comes and takes kids and puts them in his sack. Presumably kids that have been bad. Like that, like that kid you were talking about on the naughty list. Clearly in the naughty list, James, earlier. Yeah, comes and takes them away. So, effort to depopulate the North Pole and make sure that we can survive on the sparse resources here, I'm going to bring the Krampus.
You're going to bring the Krampus.
He's also the most metal thing about Christmas, so there's that as well.
He also sounds like a wrongin.
What?
You think he put kids in a sack, captures them? What's that about?
Are you the Krampus?
Are you the Krampus?
James, at least he only takes them away. That's all I'm saying.
Where does he take them to?
Actually, he might kill them there.
Yeah, it's like he
takes them to a room that's flashing.
What does he actually do with
them? You are assuming I have done any research
kind of research
and did not
think about this literally 20 seconds ago.
So, so let's have a look at the Krampus on Wikipedia. I want to know where they go.
Intermission. Last Christmas.
You've all lost.
Exactly. Yes.
It was a cover. So
they
yeah.
won't be able to tell. My golden voice is so similar. <Yeah. laughs>
You've actually had some of the same problems as George Michael.
Being caught in the toilet.
Oh, no, drove, drove into Snappy Snaps. Wait, is George... Wait, George Michael's dead, isn't
yeah.
he?
Yeah, he died. Yeah.
Was it no, 2 years ago.
He didn't die doing...
Krampus got him.
did he die last Christmas? That'd be a weird irony. No, it was 2 years ago. It was 2 years ago.
Oh, yeah. My favourite Michael... George
he
Michael...
got in a fight with the Pogues.
Yeah.
My favourite George Michael joke is, what's the difference between George Michael and a microwave? A microwave stops when you open the door. He told that one.
Yeah.
Fair play.
He's claimed that, yeah.
Yeah.
Just a second. Go take out that Pogues joke. That was too much.
No, I was going to say, like, he did get in a fight with the Pogues. He got hit with a chair and made an almighty wham.
Oh, no. That's all getting taken out.
Yeah.
And the Pogues. That was too much. That's something I'd say in the pub, but
3, 2, 1.
And we're back in the game. Listeners, we've just had to have a quick break because Jamie farted.
I went in too hard, listeners. I've done it twice tonight and we've had to restart both times because it'd be like, we can't broadcast that. That's too much.
Technically, you went 3 times. Yeah. And I'm more worried about the first
one. I'm basically about to become a ghost of Christmas tentacle difficulties.
That's fine. I can't find where he takes the kids. He just takes bad kids.
There you go.
Yeah. So okay.
Get what they deserve.
There's a great film called Krampus.
There is. Yeah.
Oh, I've not seen it. Is it good?
Watched that a couple. Last year. Must have watched it last year. Yeah. It was very good.
Yeah, it's good. Yeah. So you bring the Krampus.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fair enough. That's terrifying, but cool. Anybody else got something they want to bring?
Or a fight, because it's a mix-up, mash-up.
Yeah, I was going to say, usually, last Christmas, I came really unprepared, thinking we were having a fight, so I brought a fight with me, and so I brought an Onagon. So this year, I made the same mistake, but I need a bigger Onagon. So I thought a bigger, badder, meaner, and more structurally integral Onagon into the North Pole.
Okay.
Because I thought of having a pretty big fight, and a big scrap. I want to have the very first ever Crimbo Carol Rumble. And I've decided I've chosen a few casts of Christmas films based around Christmas Carol. I have the original cast of the cast of the 1951 film Scrooge, 8.1 rating on IMDb.
Who's in it? Tell us who's in it.
Let me tell you just now. I'm just going to click this little button.
Who's in it, James?
It has Alistair Sim as Ebenezer Scrooge.
Love Alistair Sim. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Quality.
Jack Warner is Mr. Jorkin.
Okay.
Mervyn Johns as Bob Cratchit.
No idea.
The rest don't really fucking matter.
Yep. Alistair Sim, that's cool.
In one corner. Then in the next corner, we have the cast and crew of The Muppets Christmas Carol.
Yes, absolutely. Although I don't like Rizzo.
Is Michael Caine. And not many people know that.
With an insultingly low IMDb rating of 7.7. That is outrageous.
Really?
That yes.
Outrageous. That is outrageous.
Do they have to stay in character the entire time?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Versus the cast...
Whoa.
Of the Bill Murray movie Scrooged.
Oh.
With a 7.0 IMDb rating and a 38 Metacritic rating.
This is like Kutchy's favourite type of dinner. It's a 3. Yeah.
And there's a wild card that I've just picked out of the thin air because I wanted to make a 4-way. Is the cast of the Jim Carrey animated film A Christmas Carol.
Mm. Not seen it.
Yeah,
I haven't seen it. It's got Jim Carrey. Jim Carrey's going to die.
So, all right, I thought we're going to throw all these teams into a giant nonagon and have them fight.
Well,
which cast wins?
I'm going to say there's obviously a very clear tactic going into each one. Go for Tiny Tim first.
Sweep the leg!
Oh, James, that redeems your terrible joke from before. That was great.
Which one? I've made a few.
That was good. I love that.
Oh, man. That's, Tiny Tim.
It's a
so, well, do you do it character versus character, or do they all go in? in one go. So do you have all the Tiny Tims versus all the Tiny Tims?
I want to be a master role. Like, right. You know, like Anchorman with all the news. Like, right. Okay. Yeah. It's a bit like that. But the rule of no touching the hair or face is not applicable. Like, anything goes.
I want to see like all the Bob Cratchits go for one another and having Kermit.
James is waving his arms about brilliantly.
Kermit the Frog, and as Bob Cratchit, is possibly the best depiction of a perfectly nice human being that I've ever seen in anything.
But again, it's like perfect characterization as well, because that is Kermit's character. Like,
Kermit's
great. Why they nail it so well.
Who does Miss Piggy play?
Bob Cratchit's wife.
Of course. She'd be... I would not like to fight Miss Piggy.
I would not like to fight Miss Piggy. No. She's essentially slapping people around. Yeah. Actually, do you think...
And she'll send you across the room.
Kermit's got a pretty strong case for domestic abuse.
Yeah, I think so.
I think that plays into it quite well for him, because he's definitely durable. He has conditioning because of that.
Yep.
Yeah, possibly.
He's taken many a hit from Miss Piggy, so he's fit to take some punches and hits. Like, he can take it.
That's a very... You're so positive, James. You can even positively spin domestic abuse.
Yeah, I was going to go down a really dark tangent.
Yeah, me too. But since I've stopped the podcast so many times tonight, I thought I'd just leave it.
Don't worry, you leave it. I'll wait.
Although, if we are going to compare some Bob Cratchits, I would say that one of those Bob Cratchits is Gary Oldman.
Oh, I like Gary Oldman. Gary Oldman's been a champion in the Nonagon before.
He's got a track record there.
Yeah, he has actually got a track record.
He's got experience. Yeah. He knows what it's like to be in the Nonagon and knows what it takes to survive and be victorious in the Nonagon.
But Kermit has really our long arms.
His reach is insane.
And also, Michael Caine now actually has a cane.
Yeah. So maybe you could play Tiny Tim next time.
Sweet McCain.
What's funny is, like, I was watching BBC Two this afternoon. They had one of the perfect films for just a really shite, rainy, cold day. The Icarus File.
Oh, yeah, the Icarus File's excellent.
Like, I can't quite explain how much I love that film. Harry Saltzman, producer of the Bond films, Dr. No and that with Albert Broccoli. It's him basically doing the Bond thing, but doing what a real fucking spy would do at that time. The film's so slow, but gloriously so. Like, it goes into just this sort of like detail that actually makes everything so much more thrilling and just that bit better. Thoroughly enjoyed it for a wee sort of holiday, dark night, winter afternoon film. Yeah, just a good film. Sorry, just had to interject.
Because the real life of a spy is really prosaic and boring.
And it does that really, but like I say, the tension that it builds, that sort of thriller, sort of spy thriller tension that it builds because of that is fucking brilliant. Great film. Love Michael Caine. Love Christmas Carol.
I have a lot of trouble about Michael Caine, the person, versus Michael Caine, the actor. Which actually is possibly reversed with Jim Carrey, the person, Jim Carrey, the actor. The character. Because Jim Carrey, anything Jim Carrey plays, I hate. Like, I just intuitively hate it.
It's because he's just stolen Dwight Schultz's career.
Yeah, he's basically stolen Dwight Schultz's career. Dwight Schultz should have been the star.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Jim Carrey just stole it from him.
It's just like that. I was a guy from Chasing Amy and... His friend who's the inker.
Oh, Jason Lee.
And Deadpool, what's his name?
Ryan Reynolds.
Ryan Reynolds basically stole his career as well.
Yep, absolutely. Yeah.
Has anyone seen that documentary? It was about Jim Carrey when he did Man on the Moon.
Yeah, and he went mental.
Holy shit. That's why I don't like method acting.
Yeah.
Like, people say, I like to do method acting. I was like, you're fucking off your head. It's like, I don't mind like getting deep into a character, but do you really have to act like a dick all the time? I mean,
I'd be a great method actor.
You know what I mean? Like, you hear all these weird stories about method actors doing stuff. Like, Jared Leto was selling like filled condoms to his castmates and stuff during Suicide Squad.
Yeah,
the documentary being Andy, where all this stuff that Jim Carrey done, it was just being an arse for the sake of being an arse at times. Stuff like that. You know what I mean? Like, I get you want to get into a character, but do you really have to like put your castmates into that sort of world if they don't want to be there? So you can't force people to just be part of that. Mm. But you never know. But anyway, digress. I want to get back into the fight because that's much more fun.
So we've obviously kind of honed in on the Christmas Carol, Muppets Christmas Carol crew here.
Yeah. I want to throw in a couple of...
I was just going to say Bill Murray.
Yeah,
Bill Murray's good. Bill Murray's a hard hitter.
By the way, Bill Murray's and crew also, is pretty substantial because you've got Bill Murray, you've got Bobcat Goldthwait, uh-huh. You have Lee fucking Majors, the Million Dollar Man.
Really?
Lee Majors is in this
film. Oh, no, he is, yeah. As Lee Majors
Robert,
as well.
Yeah, that's as right. Lee Majors. Robert Goulet is in here. yeah, there's quite a lot of quite big hitters in that
one. The love interest, is that not...
Karen Allen?
Yeah.
She was in... IMDb, Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Yeah, that's it.
She can punch someone in the face pretty damn well.
Yeah.
You know, and then the woman who played the fairy of Ghost of Christmas.
Oh, and it's she also. The fuck out of it's Real also. The PA, his PA in Scrooged is. Brain's gone dead. First Contact, the
Borg Queen.
No, First Contact,
with
Picard.
Oh, her, yeah.
Who is also Luke Cage?
Really?
Miranda,
or something like whatever that. Her name is.
The
one that owns the club.
Yeah.
So yeah, she's definitely like, especially Luke Cage. She's fucking mean.
Yeah.
She puts in a good performance in Luke Cage, actually.
Yeah, totally.
Really good.
And you've got John Glover in the cast as well.
I don't know who John Glover is.
Hey, please, in the film with Bruce Cummins, he's the guy that's like, "Hi, I'm only here to support you. I'm here to help you."
Oh, yeah.
By any means. He was also in Batman and Robin.
Yep.
He was a scientist in Batman and Robin who created Bane.
He was in what?
What?
I mean, I don't know what film I'm talking about. Was it just a little bit of white noise there?
Yeah, that's what I heard. Anyway,
that's a fucking murderer's row of a cast for Christmas Carol, by the way.
All I'm going to say is The Ghost of Christmas Present. You're a little absent-minded spirit.
Yeah.
No, I'm a big absent-minded spirit.
He's the size of a room.
Yeah, he's huge. Yeah,
absolutely splattering K-rate. Like, he's actually trampling K-rate to death.
You see, that's the thing, though. Christmas Carol, Jim Carrey plays all three ghosts and Scrooge.
Yeah.
Now, if you're going to bring this in the cast itself, he's only one man. It's already a smaller cast.
Yeah,
very much.
Yeah. They're already in trouble.
So he's
going to
basically get battered. Think of the sheer number scale of characters that are at Mr. Fuzzywig's Christmas party. Wacko, wacko, wacko.
Yeah, people make the point. Which one is it? Ghost Christmas Present is Ginger. There's a big ginger beard in Muppets.
Yeah.
People say I look like the Ghost of Christmas Present. It's like you're not. I'm not far off.
It's very much like Ludo.
Seraph.
just to maybe help out Jim Carrey a little bit, Bob Hoskins and Colin Firth are in that cast. Bob Hoskins especially.
Well, yeah. Colin Firth can go fuck himself. Yeah, Bob Hoskins is a legend.
My man, I love him.
So what I'm going to say is if we look at the Scrooges, so you've got Michael Caine versus
Jim Carrey
versus Bill Murray.
Alistair Sim,
yeah.
It's basically a straight Alistair Sim, Bill Murray shootout, right?
Well, yeah, I think so. Although Michael Caine...
He's a really good Scrooge until he starts singing.
He's a really good Scrooge, but he's also an absolute cock ring of a human being.
Yeah.
I really like Michael Caine.
What I really appreciated about Michael Caine being Scrooge in that is like, a lot of films you see people playing up to the fact that the Muppets going, "Oh my God, you're so like Muppets." But he... took the 100% professional route. He was like, "Nah, we're doing this. This is like Shakespeare, motherfuckers.
Yeah,
I'm doing this legit, no funny business." And like, fair play to him. Like, that's what made it a little bit better.
No, I think
that's what made it so good. It's like,
he plays the straight man through it.
Yeah,
he is definitely.
You've seen other Muppets films where that to sort of like play up to it and have that little bit of jangle, but it's like he plays it really seriously, and it helps with when you get those moments of levity.
But that is,
you
do get that. But again, it is what makes it all work as one of the best interpretations of Dickens.
Yeah,
like
sweet. Just while we're on Muppets, the Muppets movie came out a few years ago with, is it Bill Mayer in it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Again, I don't have much time for Bill Mayer as a person, but in that it's really funny. It's got one of my favourite scenes ever, which is maniacal laugh. Maniacal laugh. Maniacal laugh. It's so good. It's so stupid.
It is good, yeah.
But I in this, I'm going to take the Muppets every time. Every time.
See, I'm split between the Muppets and Scrooged.
Yeah.
Like
Scrooge, Bobcat has a shotgun in the film. He's also very drunk. So,
have you seen how much, like, James defending domestic abuse aside, have you seen how much damage, how much punishment a Muppet can take? Take a lot of,
that's
lot
true. Of
slapstick comedy hits.
You know. But we saw the.
But Bill, I don't know if they ever felt it.
We saw Rizzo the Rat.
Yeah, boy.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
I mean, like, Rizzo the Rat was on fire in that film.
Rizzo the Rat was on fire, yeah?
Yeah.
I'm still recovering from that joke. Holy shit.
I mean, also all the Muppets had to sit through Fozzie Bear's jokes in that film.
Yeah.
If that doesn't get you some brownie points in some
way. You're saying about the slapstick. Bill Murray's quite slapsticky as well.
Like Caddyshack.
He can take a whack.
Basically, I just want all the Muppets and Bill Murray and Alistair Sim.
Let's make our own.
That's the real
Christmas Carol. Yeah,
that's the real
Bill Murray is Bob. This. No, Kermit's the best Bob Cratchit.
Bill Murray is Scrooge.
Let's have Bill Murray as Scrooge.
Actually, Bill Murray in a Muppets film would be
good.
Holy shit.
Yeah, I think he could deal with that. Yeah. I mean, he worked with the Gopher in Caddyshack. So.
He did work very well with the Gopher in Caddyshack.
And that was most definitely a puppet.
Christmas.
Yeah. It's not that Christmas. Serious, guys. Muppets Christmas Carol. Yeah. Muppets Christmas Carol. I'm down with it.
Muppets
plus. It's like one of those ones where Bill Murray turns, goes from heel to like.
It's a face turn. They'll just kick the crap out of everyone, and out of nowhere, Bill Murray just takes off his shirt and it's a Muppets Christmas Carol t-shirt. Like,
yeah.
Oh my God!
With a steel chair. Oh God!
No, that's fine. Let's call that then. Yeah, that Muppets Christmas fight. Carol away,
all the way.
Definitely
that
cool.
Was a fun fight.
Well, I was going to bring something to the island.
Go for it.
And I'm going to bring it anyway. But you fuckers, like I thought this, I would do this because it would be a nice wee surprise, a nice wee callback to a wee personal moment between us. But you fuckers
we swore never to talk about that again.
Yeah,
you fuckers already stole it right at the start, and I'm fucking annoyed, cunts. Yeah, I am going to bring, hold on 2 seconds.
There is loading screen for
keep scrolling, 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 what?
Yeah, I'm going to bring a device that you just set it to cook and then you're off the hook. Oh, no. That's right, I'm bringing the Flavor Wave.
Yeah. Every kitchen in the Netherlands had one, as far as I could tell. Advert on 10 times in every advert.
I'm pretty sure, I watched this advert on YouTube not that long ago. If memory serves, I think Mr. T breaks through a wall.
He breaks through a door at the very start of it. It just starts off with, there's this woman and she seems to be some kind of personality and there's an audience. It is one of these horrible, like, proper American, like... Infomercial, yeah. There's an audience who are all like pointing and straining to look at things and, you know, very much all...
Ooh,
yeah, pretty much James, a room full of Jameses. Desperate actors looking for work.
Please.
I thought you meant overly positive people.
That's bad too.
Please, pay me. I'll do anything.
But yeah, and then, she's just like, yeah, and I'm going to demonstrate some things in this new product, the Flavor Wave. And I've got my friend. He should be around about, bang, the door flies open and it's Mr. T comes rolling in. And she's like, you could have knocked. And he's like, oh, but when I've got some cooking to do, I got to come in here. And it's just, it's so ridiculous.
Love chicken.
We saw this.
Don't use the old Flavor Wave.
We first saw this in Amsterdam, listeners. Yeah. So you can imagine what sort of state we were in. We've been all day.
We're all on a horse floor. Kutch being trampled by high heels with a ball gag in his mouth.
Oh, that's funny because it's true.
Cum dripping down the walls.
Mark was wearing the high heels.
Yeah. Hey, look, when I'm on holiday, I like to feel tall. Slender calves.
Yeah, no, we'd had a day out in Amsterdam and came back to our apartment and basically put the TV on and had, what, 90s wrestling?
Yeah.
And then after that, it went into infomercials. And the first it was like they knew we were watching this infomercial with Mr. T selling us a Flavor Wave. And to this day, we have all never bought a Flavor Wave yet.
But we do all share from that same holiday the same favorite word.
What's my favorite word?
Bitch! I don't even remember what song that was.
I found it. I found it.
Yeah.
It's because that was really cool because we were in a cafe and guy was just playing like 90s
hip-hop. Yeah.
Like the whole time. And then those German kids came in.
Oh,
and
God,
like
two
of them had ID and there were like 12 of them.
Yeah.
And the rest is like, oh, you have to leave. And we were just sitting chuckling.
And then
in the
two
corner.
With ID, the guy was just like, it's fake. And then they all left and he was just he sort of looked over and he was just like, kids.
Yeah. We're like, I know.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can't get off the seat. It's a stool and I really don't know if I can get down.
Oh, Amsterdam. Yeah.
Lovely place.
But so the Flavor Wave, you really need to check it out, Fife fans.
It'd be great for reindeer.
Oh, it would. Frozen reindeer as well, because it'll cook from frozen within about 14 minutes. The perfect medium reindeer steak.
I love reindeer.
It is that moment. It's like, Mr. T, you like fried chicken. I love fried chicken. It's just like, what is going on?
Rudolph the red meat entree.
Yeah, it is an absolute it's a cracker of an advert and a cracker of a product. Halogen light system that sears your meat. Then it's a convection oven that cooks your meat.
It is actually how like industrial
kitchens
ovens. Yeah, well, not over ovens, but like
but they are massive convection ovens.
I'm gonna have to check this.
They're convection ovens and they cook in multiple ways as well.
And I think while we're in the North Pole, we're going to have a lot of frozen food. So it means that we get to cook it relatively quick. We don't have to go through that 24-hour defrost thing, which might be difficult because
we might not be able to defrost.
Yeah, in the North Pole. But if we've got our Flavor Wave, we'll just find a science station, plug it in the science station. Done. We've got our food.
Oh, that's a good point.
I never knew what that was.
The Flavor Wave.
Yeah. I'm looking online now. Oh my God.
It's a halogen convection oven.
Oh, there's the advert.
15 minutes.
It's a 15-minute infomercial of pure Mr. T gold.
Oh my. Right, I'm going to have to watch that one day. Not going to do it now, but oh my God. That is amazing.
Fair dude.
This is not just a desert island strandation. This is a journey of discovery.
So Mark, what have you got for us?
Absolutely nothing, Kutch. As per usual, I'm completely and utterly unprepared. So what I have done is I've gone onto the random Wikipedia search, and the first thing that I've got is... I'm going to bring a companion for all of us. A friend. Somebody that we can talk to.
Sounds
and
lovely.
Who we're going to bring is Valerie L. Baldwin, who was the United States Assistant Secretary of the Army, Financial Management and Controller from 2004 to 2006.
Wow. Sounds very sensible, actually.
She oversaw some serious shit.
Yeah. Definitely. Like that, she could keep us in check.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Well, that sometimes I think some of her spending's probably getting out of control on the island.
She could help us build an economy in the island.
Could, yeah.
And, she might be and able then to... start industry and then speed along global warming.
Yeah.
And then will I ever get flooded or have more land to do stuff? There isn't much land.
I'm not going to. It's all ice. I'm not getting.
It's just basically polar bears learning to dance on the head of a pin. Really.
Like, I'm not going to lie there, Jamie. I thought you were going to hire her to reinstitute the plantation that you've been working on.
Well, you've got to have some desperation among your people.
She did work for George W. Bush.
Moral compasses are questionable in this island.
Yeah.
The Krampus could bring people to the island to work on a new plantation at the North Pole.
Kids and bring them to the North Pole. It's like anti-Santa, isn't it?
You can package snow to sell to the Eskimos. It's all working out.
I was going to say, you can put LED lights all around the place so they can't leave. They have to stay.
You've taken that too far, James. You have taken that too far.
Yeah.
How dare you? You going to put on a Christmas jumper next?
I hope it itches you to death. In fact, Christmas jumpers will be the uniforms. Damn it. They'll have to wear Christmas jumpers all the time.
That's your life choice, and it is definitely a choice.
Okay. All I'm going to say is that Valerie L. Baldwin had the background in housing and urban development.
Oh.
So, you know, if we did need to find, like, create domiciles out there,
England.
She'd be in charge of igloo planning. So I think that's pretty cool, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I'm down for that. And in every single igloo, I think we should make sure that there's most definitely a flavor wave.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
That might melt you.
Yeah, that's what I'm
slightly worried about that, actually.
Well, no, because it's a contained unit and it does seal in the heat and the flavor.
It does seal in the heat and the flavor. You're entirely right.
It's like not a hole in the top of an igloo. No, you're talking about
Flavor Wave. Yeah, I'm talking about the Flavor Wave. Oh,
yeah. as you're aware.
Seals in the heat and the flavor. An igloo seals in the heat and the flavor.
or seals in the flavor of seal, probably, as well.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Ooh, a kiss from a rose.
James is crying. He's such a blubber.
Oh, but <ba-doom. laughs> Seal the flavor.
Yes.
Oh, we're having a whale of a time. Oh, no.
Let's stop this.
Yeah,
I'm not Inuit.
Oh, wow. Oh, my God.
That's how you want to finish your year, five fans. Terrible, terrible puns.
Terrible, terrible puns indeed. Yeah. Well, I suppose we could come off the island. Let's get back to Fife. I think we could probably just walk there.
Yeah,
very quickly. Just go for a quick run. Let's get back to Fife. While we're in Fife, we'll maybe make a stop to somewhere we've not been to in a long time. Gagarin Way in Lumphinnans.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
Let's visit the Fife Hall of Fame. I've got somebody to enter into it, which has a bit of a seasonal twist, and maybe be the return of of this segment after about 70 episodes.
Didn't even tease it.
Wait, did you not induct someone in like a couple of weeks ago? Did Mags not do that a couple of weeks ago?
I think we were planning to, but as with many things on this podcast,
it didn't happen.
Like a blog post for me, you forgot to do it. I'll do it tomorrow.
Any preparation whatsoever for me.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. I'll do it tomorrow.
Yeah, that's the way this thing rolls. But yeah, no, I was going to bring somebody along that is very much so, as I say, sort of quite seasonal for this time of year, especially around New Year. Used to be a staple of Scottish television New Year's. It's the legend, the one and only, Jimmy Shand.
Oh, that is a shout.
That is a shout. Wait, where's Jimmy Shand from?
He was from East Weems then Auchtermuchty. He was born in East Weems he was the son of a farm ploughman turned miner, and I'm doing this in a way that it looks like I'm not reading from Wikipedia.
Yeah.
He was one of nine children as well.
But
the
big families back then.
Yeah, definitely.
Didn't know about the old safe sex.
They
didn't put a star on the tip of her penis.
Oh my God.
Jackie.
No, Jimmy. So he was born in East Weems, but basically grew up in Auchtermuchty.
Random bit about East Weems.
Mm-hmm.
Did you guys ever go to East Weems Primary School? James, this is not one of your moments here. Because they had like insect or something like that.
Yeah, and it was like a geology section as well. We went there.
We went there on a school trip. Like we went there multiple times.
Wait, you took a school trip to a school?
Yeah, we did.
I actually
went
there. What kind of inception bollocks is that?
it's quite true now you put it that way.
I actually went there just a few years ago to like a tour of the caves.
Oh yes, yeah, the caves is down there.
Down East Weems.
And we went there first. It's like a part of it to like a bit in there. It's like a sort of museum of like geology and sea life and all sorts of things.
I did not know about that.
There's also a cave in there
that I didn't know about until a few years ago, which, so you've got obviously the one with like the paintings in it and all that, and the probably Pictish carvings. And then you've got the one, it used to be used for all sorts of things, like housing, I think, meat or stuff, and you know,
all right, yeah,
like there's all those candles, it was used for all sorts of things, but there's also one that was used by like masons,
all right,
and it's got dates into it stuff, carved, of like when people like did some sort of initiation ceremony in there, everything. And there's caves. Loads, you go in and you have to sort of like, right, we, you know, you have to sort of crawl into this one, so we, you know, not everybody, you know, if you can do it, that's cool. So we crawled in, and these like dates carved from like, that's, you know, really cool. 1800s, I think, maybe there's, 1700s.
There's a couple 1800s. Of cool, there's loads of cool fucking caves across Scotland. There's some up in on the Isle of Egg, not far from one another. There's the Cathedral Cave, I think it's Cathedral Cave or Sermon Cave or something like that. Basically, at one point in time on the island, it's where they used to go on a Sunday and do it, and it's because of the shape of it, and there's like a natural pedestal, and they would all sit on one side, and the...
good acoustics.
Yeah, basically the minister, whatever it was at the time, he would stand and give his sermon, and and everybody would be there. There's also just not far away from it.
One of those things of like that's carried over from pagan times. Yeah, where, you know, they built a lot of churches.
Yeah,
on what was X, you know, pagan ceremony land. You wonder, you know, since we're talking about Christmas, where we're talking about dickheads to do this earlier.
Yeah,
you wonder if that's one of those things that's like crossed over.
Yeah, it probably is. On Egg as well, there's another cave not far away from that one, which is known as the Massacre Cave. It's where I think the McDonald's came across and wiped out a large portion of the island, because it was like a really horrible stormy, like storm had hit the island, and everybody came off from the mainland and went into the cave because going to be safe and secure. And I think it was the McDonald's came across and basically set fire at the front of it and killed a lot of people. I'm sure it was about 400 people or something like that.
Christmas
time. Mistletoe. Fucking caves across Scotland. There's the Bone Caves away up north. Somewhere.
Where is like the you've got cave? A bone about cave.
But no, they've found like saber-toothed tiger bones and all sorts up there. It's kind of cool.
That would ruin your walk.
It would. Yeah.
Saber-toothed tiger.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
So, but quickly back to
Jimmy Shan.
But Jimmy Shan's the man of the Bluebell Polka thing.
Yes, exactly.
Which is what the Dunfermline Athletic Football Team run out.
Yeah.
Money pairs.
Yeah. But yeah, it's got sort of a lot of the Bluebell Polka has a lot of sort of history in Dunfermline as well. As I say, with the team, all parts that they run out to and. That usually go when you're leaving as well. It's playing in the background.
At an old work where me and Mags used to work in the firm, one of our friends, Ryan, who was a boss, a manager as well, used to put it on when it was like end of shift time.
That's a nice wee thing as well. But yeah, like he was an absolute legend, accordion player, but he could also play like fiddle and tin whistle and fucking
melodeon. Handed him anything you can play.
A melodeon. Well, pretty much, I think the story goes that was it one day Jimmy and a friend were admiring instruments in the window of a music shop in Dundee. His friend said, it wouldn't cost you to try one, looking at an accordion. Jimmy walked in and strapped on an accordion. The owner, Charles Forbes, heard Jimmy immediately, offered him a job as a travelling salesman and debt collector.
Jimmy Shan knocking teeth out. Next time it'll be your legs. I don't know why he's from London.
No. Aye.
Jimmy Shad doing bounty.
But yeah, it was
not good to be dead.
Not long after that he switched his instrument to the chromatic button accordion. And that was what he played for the rest of his life.
Yeah, Honer, who made it.
Yeah.
They've only ever put one artist's name on an accordion.
And that was really
Jimmy Shand, was the Jimmy Shand.
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah. The signature. Yeah. He's absolute legend. Like I say, he was a piece of New Year's TV
totally.
As well.
Yeah.
As much as like
Phil and Ali.
Phil and Ali are these days, Jimmy Shan was back in the day. So, here's to you, Jimmy, and into the Hall of Fame you go.
Yeah, good on you, Jimmy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Welcome to the club.
At least you won't have to talk to Jackie Bird anymore. Let's be real.
So, does that bring us to an end to this Christmas bonanza?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I think it does.
Yeah.
What a bonanza.
How are you feeling, James?
My spirit is broken.
Yay!
I don't know what hurts more, that you've tried to ruin my Christmas spirit or the fact you've tried to label me a criminal.
A nonce, James. Get it right. What it is,
why
what's
though?
Great about it is you hide as a child yourself. You pose as a child. What's like when Peter Griffin goes into the school as a narc.
What's that horror film?
Hey, how about that Fortnite, eh, kids?
Yeah.
Or is this, actually, it doesn't work. But I was going to say, what's up? How do you do, kids, fellow kids? But it's like, it doesn't work for James because he looks like a child.
What's that horror film? It's like the little girl, but she's actually a really old woman. And she gets adopted by parents and she kills kids and all that stuff. What film is that again? I'll come back to me, but that's something like that. That's good.
Is this your life?
Yeah, repressed memories.
If he hadn't spoken quickly and he'd said, "Was the horror film?" I was going to go with my life. But too quickly. Just pissed on my joke chips. It's like Kutch did last week.
Or you hear a screech from James's basement. My life! It's the kid he's put down there for Epileptic New Year.
Oh, this has been dark.
I know.
Dark Christmas, everybody. Merry Christmas, Fife fans.
Merry Christmas.
We'll
see you all in the new year.
Yay. Yeah. So I suppose it brings me to that time of the night where I have to ask, James, what's the motto this week?
My spirit may be broken, but the spirit of Christmas lives within us all.
No.
Have a Merry Christmas, ladies and gentlemen.
That spirit is whiskey.
Yeah, it is. Most definitely. Yeah. Merry Christmas. Good night.
Cheers.
Bye. Yeah.